WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Riley Hart, back again with another dose of healthy boundaries, protect your peace. You know that feeling when you're drowning in a sea of other people's expectations? Like you're constantly trying to please everyone around you, but ending up feeling drained and depleted? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the super important topic of prioritizing your mental health over those pesky expectations that can suck you dry. Buckle up, because this is a journey towards reclaiming your power and finding inner peace. Let's be real, folks, life throws a lot our way. We've got families, friends, careers, obligations. It feels like we're constantly juggling a million things at once. And somewhere in the middle of all that chaos, it's easy to lose sight of ourselves and what truly matters. But guess what? You are not obligated to be everything to everyone. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch those expectations and prioritize your mental well-being. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely must happen for you to feel happy, fulfilled, and mentally healthy? Maybe it's having dedicated time for self-care, pursuing a creative hobby, or simply enjoying quiet moments of solitude. Write them down, make them visible, and treat them like sacred appointments you wouldn't miss for the world. 2. Learn to say no, and mean it. This is one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself. Practice saying no to requests that drain your energy or don't align with your values. You don't need to justify yourself or offer elaborate excuses. A simple, thank you for asking, but I'm not able to commit right now, is perfectly sufficient. 3. Set realistic expectations. We often put immense pressure on ourselves to achieve unrealistic goals and expectations. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, setbacks and triumphs. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and remember that it's okay to take breaks when you need them. 4. Disconnect to reconnect. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel constantly bombarded with information and demands. Schedule regular digital detox periods where you unplug from social media, emails, and other distractions. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, nature, or loved ones in a meaningful way. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and empowering. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you constantly need to adjust your behavior to please them? You know that feeling when you go into a situation expecting drama, tension, or negativity. Well, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Sarah's best friend, who is also her roommate, is notorious for being super critical and demanding. No matter what Sarah does, it's never quite good enough. She feels constantly under pressure to meet these unrealistic expectations, which leaves her feeling drained and resentful. One day, Sarah realized she had enough. She decided to prioritize her own well-being and set some healthy boundaries with her roommate. She started saying no to requests that felt overwhelming or unreasonable. She also communicated her needs more clearly and assertively. To her surprise, things actually got better. The tension eased up, their relationship became less strained, and Sarah finally felt a sense of peace within herself. It wasn't always easy, but it was worth it. So, remember my beautiful listeners. You have the power to choose how you respond to others' expectations. You are not obligated to sacrifice your mental health and well-being for anyone. Prioritize yourself, set those healthy boundaries, and watch as your life transforms into a haven of peace, joy, and authentic living. Now go out there and reclaim your power. Take that first step towards prioritizing your mental health. Maybe share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you're feeling extra inspired. And most importantly, remember to keep shining bright. See you in the next episode where we'll be diving into another powerful boundary-setting strategy. Bye for now, lovelies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.